you're always on your left, aren't you?
Is that our...
You didn't use it. They're always on my left.
Yeah.
My problem is you can't...
Beautiful wall messages there.
work they did in some cases 10 years ago.
So,
really?
Yeah. It's not all.
What it says before. So.
Anyway, it's done.
Good.
It's done. Good.
Did we notice we got overridden on the railroad?
On the railroad, and, you know, I persist in feeling that doesn't hurt you to get overridden on that. But I mean, a lot of people don't agree with me. I don't get that kind of thing. Positions the president is being a lot of religious force against this.
Many don't know it, but we'll have to ask more.
Yeah.
They've got a week to that.
What are they
down here? We have to be doing.
Well, they, at the moment, nothing. They've got about 4 or 5 still to go, including a second HEW appropriation bill.
Yeah.
So they've got 68 million over.
Out.
There will be others.
Right. We can't fund HEWs too damn bad. Fire all the bastards.
It's
too bad.
But if they get away Saturday, you'll be able to get these things without being overridden, which is the best part.
What is the status of the continuous resolution?
They've got just one at the moment through October 15th. They don't have, they don't know whether they'll end up with any bills, appropriation bills till they go or not. But another one has started that would run it through December 31st.
December 31st?
No.
they'd be back here a bit off that.
I think that's genuine. But it is moving at all.
Wow. We'll do our best. The only one that I can have any, that I have any problem with the campus, I told you, was veterans.
Yeah.
I'm trying to work that under for some reason.
Yes.
That's education. Basically, most of the education for Vietnam veterans.
Yeah.
And that's what I'm looking for. I can't flush.
You will get to President Crowley the day another supplemental thing. It's completely within the budget. The stuff we announced in January, and they're just now resolved. So while it looks like a big number, I made the point in the transmittal letter that it doesn't add anything. As a matter of fact, we're a million under on the higher education.
Higher education would be 5 million.
Where's money to it?
Well, even for Cologne. Well, point of my battle for Trump to try to direct our attention to the probability of being here after November 7th and what might have to be done. Then
contribution to this problem is the $250 million expenditure figure. But that is a stopgap that doesn't last forever if we can get it. And so I'm trying to raise the question of how we get better fiscal management, not just in the sense of probably cut things down, but how we can maintain adherence to my principles of fiscal policy, how, and there are a number of procedural questions raised in my memo also. With respect to Congress, now you've made a very strong point about the inadequacy of the congressional procedure. Is there anything that we can do from this side?
Let me say this. Don, you take that. Audiences, why? Bother for them. But on the other hand, something about their organization. That's all there is to it. One other point I'll make while I'm on the subject. I was reading the other night, the reason was the Irish foreign minister, this is the highlight, clear away from all that's presented. It's pet theme of mine, the Irish foreign minister presented. He was talking about how you ever get time to read. That's what was related to mine. I don't read much. But none of us read now. But I thought of the fact that most, if you go back, most of the leaders of nations and most of the leaders of great religions have all had periods of what time we describe as withdrawal and return. He has a brilliant essay on this in his 10 volumes. I had clipped out, I'll send you all copies of it. The point about withdrawal and return is, we're looking at the political leaders. Let's leave out Moses' 40 days and Buddha's 3 years and all the rest, but coming to the political leaders. You see a Churchill in the wilderness for 10 years. You see a De Gaulle out of power for 7 or 8 years. You see just walking around the forest there, doing it. And fortunately, most people out there were, which is also a great mistake. But the point is, you see Nehru doing his best thinking in prison. That's when he wrote his books. Nehru. Gandhi. Adnan, the mayor of a skinny little German village. And then coming back when he was 75 to be the greatest chancellor since Bismarck, so on down the line. The point that I make is, the trouble with the damn Congress today is that I'll be fair to them, they aren't decent men. Most of them are honest men. And they're not dumb men. Damn, I looked at the record of some of these guys. You've got 5 data captives in order to request anything out of your ears. But they come down to the Congress and they get so busy taking their constituents to have bean, food, soup, and all that sort of thing. And they get so busy doing things, looking at every little piece of the puzzle. They never sit back any time and look at that great big mosaic of which they're a part. Now, goddammit, we've got to get that Congress home in July, or at least in August, and get them home for 3 months. You've got to get them out of this town. Now, some of them are home and just campaign. That's a waste. Some of them, they should learn something. Some of them will go gallivant around the world. That's probably a good thing, even though they'll get in some trouble, because they'll learn something about the world most of them don't know about. But some of them just might go home and get a different perspective. They might begin to think. As a matter of fact, I would like to see the people in government, in cabinet offices, for example. We don't give them enough vacations. People should take a month off, not to go on some damn journey, pick out vegetables, but go up in the woods, wherever they like to do, or down to the beach and take a month. You'll die the first week. Then about the second week, you might start to think, I've never done it myself, but I'd like to.
maybe you write a book, right?
Maybe you get selected, maybe you travel, but you come back refreshed. And the old lectures don't look as good as they used to. Maybe you put in a few new anecdotes or something, or you're a little more creative. But we all get damn tired of ourselves. Lawyers are the same. Take business. Business at the present time has the required vacation for 3 weeks or so forth and so on. Now, usually the businessmen do exactly the wrong thing. They go around playing golf and drink and raise hell and come back and have to take a vacation in order to get it. But I've often pointed out that under the Soviet system, it's interesting, you know, Gresham, this evening I had a long talk with Gresham, and told me they are required to take a month's vacation off in the winter or summer, whichever they want to select, and if they do it in the summer, a month in the summer, they take 2 weeks to winter. And they don't do one damn thing with government, unless even Gresham, who's Mr. Dick, at that point they're off. Purpose? Gresham is 64 years of age. Purpose is to physically to keep him up for the job, and of course mentally to get some mark for creativity. What I would do if I had the time is to read books. Nobody around this damn place reads enough books. All we do is to read columns. I mean, I read the columns and the speeches and the news summaries and all the rest. But that's current history, and that's the worst kind of history. It is absolutely. What you need to do is to sit down, read some great books. I get this fellow Burnham to send me over a book now, and I don't get a chance to read the damn things. But now then you do. But the point is that if you can ever put your nose in a great book, maybe that'll help a bit. You know, to get you some perspective, get so that you look at it, so that you come back to these problems and don't let the problems run you. You run the problems. Now you look at this economy at the present time. Herb's absolutely right. It's not true of the economy, it's true of our economy, domestic affairs generally. We have allowed ourselves to be prisoners of the problems. We have just reacted to them. Congress and say, you go straight to hell.